As in that young generation of hip hop didn't click.
Right.
That's what it was.
Huh.
For whatever reasons.
Interesting.
And also, the generation before that, the older generation of jazz and hip hop, also did not. There are also very rare situations where that really came to a very successful point, because it took till hip hop was bigger to make jazz and hip hop bigger, you know, so they could drag it along. Because if you look back, it was people like Gil Scott Heron was the last of that generation before Gil Scott Heron with Brian Jackson.
Okay.
So Brian Jackson was that jazz element, and Gil Scott Heron was that poetry and jazz element that came together.
Yeah, he influenced me a lot, which is, I've always been interested in poetry, but he influenced my doing, you know, whatever they call spoken word. Because I love the idea of, you know, just words and just regular language, you know, as opposed to singing.
Yeah.
I love that, what happens with that and music.
Mm-hmm.
But especially with jazz. My music is a combination of all my own influences, and I guess for me, every album or every, you know, phase of my life, like anybody, is goes through different, you know, changes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So.